I left Carrington April 30th in 1918.
Otto Iringer is legally blind and a bit hard of hearing, but his memory is undiminished by the years. He recalls joining the Army as a 22-year-old North Dakota farm boy. He says he was issued a rifle and put aboard a ship for England.
We spent the 4th of July in England, and they put streamers on the bus. First time America's Day of Independence was ever celebrated in England.
On July 7th, 1918, Iringer landed in France, where he was told he would be trained for combat.
Well, instead of us being up there to train, they put us in the front lines. And that was the first time I went into the battle zone. And I never spent a day outside of the battle zone.
For nearly 4 months, Iringer was on the front lines, involved in bloody trench warfare.
There was barbed wire. You had a cut path in there, and the 7 men went in there, and a machine gun, and it got 7 men piled up in there. Never got any further. So it's things like that you don't forget.
Iringer says conditions at the front were indescribable. He recalls commiserating with a German soldier who had surrendered.
I said, I stood in this damn mud so long, I thought my toes grew together, and if I ever got out of here, I'd be walking like a duck. And I said, and that wasn't bad enough. Then it rained, so you didn't even have a dry spot to lean against. And and I said, well, how are things on your side? And he says, the same. So that's all that we ever talked about war. And one thing, talk about a fella being lousy. They were so damn lousy that your clothes would move. When he lay them down, I think they'd move. The lice would carry them away.
The horrible conditions helped distract soldiers from the death that surrounded them day and night.
You could have a pal, and if he dropped dead there, he was a dead man. That was it. You didn't have time to worry more about it. I don't know what you call it, but they knew when they were going to die. And that afternoon, he was an A1 soldier. And I said, Bull, what in the hell's the matter with you? And I said, you know those shells ain't going to hurt you that you heard. He said, I know it. But he says, they just got my goat. He said, if I could live to see the sun come up in the morning, I'd feel safe.
Iringer says the soldier was dead in the morning, killed by an exploding shell during the night. Otto Iringer says his time on the front lines was an emotional roller coaster.
So one time I'd think, boy, I hope if I get a bullet, it hits me in the head and that's the end of it. And then again, I thought, damn it, to think that way, would be kind of cowardice. Damn it, I'm going to try to see it through, and that's what I tried to do, and I did.
Iringer escaped combat, untouched by bullets or shrapnel, but he was gassed during a battle in the Argonne Forest.
So I don't know just what happened, but then my chest got hurt as though somebody laid some hot iron on it.
The gas left Otto Iringer desperate for water, but his canteen was empty. The only source of water was a nearby creek littered with dead horses and human waste.
I took my damn canteen on my end of my bayonet, and I got water there. And I drank that stuff, you know, and this one guy, just to see me drink it, he vomited. For me, it was wet and cold. That's all I knew. I didn't know anything about taste.
Otto Iringer says after growing up dirt poor on the North Dakota prairie, he learned combat put everyone on an equal footing. And he has forever looked at people differently.
What I figured, it was the biggest lesson in human nature that you can possibly have. Just seeing that the guy that put on the big front was a guy that wasn't worth a damn. And the guy that you thought was no good was a guy that you could depend on.
Otto Iringer spent 14 months in the Army. He still has the record showing he was paid $6.40 a month. He spent 6 months in occupied Germany after the war ended, and when he came home, the armistice celebrations were over. He says when he stepped off the train in his hometown, he was greeted by silence.
And I thought, what in the hell? Isn't there anyone around anymore? And I thought, if I'd known that, I thought I'd never got off of the damn train. Well, about that time, I walked up there, around there, and here my wife came, and she was looking for a letter from me. So that's the first time we met.
Heringer worked for many years as a mechanic and bulk oil dealer in North Dakota. He says when he turned 100, he took inventory of his life.
So I thought, damn it, I'd done the best I could to serve my country in peace and in war.
But lingering doubts still plague Otto Heringer 80 years after the war ended.
What did it mean? Did it do any good? And then again, you think, well, it must have. So there you go. You don't have the answer to a lot of these questions that you'd like to have.
As for receiving the highest award given by the French government, Otto Heringer says it makes him feel good to know people still care about the sacrifices made so long ago. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.